Hi, Mama. Today, I want to talk about how much we feel we can trust ourselves or not. And the reason I want to talk about this is that I was watching the new series Apples Never Fall on Peacock the other night, and I saw what I was absolutely convinced was the inside of the Queensland Art Gallery, the Gallery of Modern Art, to be precise, which I went to about 6 years ago with my husband, who's from Brisbane. I knew I'd been there. I knew it looked exactly the same, but I told myself, no, it can't be, because even though the book Apples Never Fall is set in Australia, the TV series is set in Miami and all the actors seem to be American apart from Sam Neill, who's from New Zealand. So of course I had to look it up online and I found that yes, the show is set in Miami, but it was filmed in Queensland. So I said to myself with great satisfaction, I knew it, and then realised that all this time spent researching was totally unnecessary, and I could have just chosen to trust in what I already knew to be true and enjoyed the show without the distraction of my phone. So we are going to dive into this topic of self-trust today. Hi Mama, and welcome to Stay Up Full Motherhood. Do you want to be present with your kids and light yourself up pursuing your passion without adding more to your plate? Are you tired of waiting for one day when to finally have time for you? Are you sick of making decisions dictated by your to-do list and still struggling to get it all done? I'm Jo, mum of three and life coach for stay-at-home mums, and I spent 7 years telling myself everything else had to get done first before I could start the blog I'd always wanted. I believe there just wasn't enough time for me, and that even if there was, I'd struggle to have the energy and focus to do it anyway. Until I found a way to stop being busy doing all the things and instead prioritise getting what matters done. And now I'm sharing what I've learned with you. So take a deep breath in, remind yourself you're worth the effort, and breathe into your knowing that you are capable of everything you decide you want for yourself. Let's go. So what I find very common among the stay-at-home mums that I coach, and I'm including myself in this, is that we get annoyed pretty frequently with our partners not listening to us. And of course, our kids as well. But when I notice the annoyance and frustration coming up now, I see it as a prompt to ask myself this question. Are you listening to yourself? And I invite my clients to do it too, because so often I'm not, and maybe you're not either. But we don't need to judge ourselves for this or make it mean that something has gone wrong and that this needs to be fixed so it no longer keeps happening to us. We only need to understand that this comes up again and again because we were all taught to not listen to ourselves as kids. And we knew we didn't like it then, and we definitely do not like it now. It doesn't feel good to us when we know something to be true in our bodies, but we override that feeling, that knowing, with someone else's opinion, assuming that they must know the ultimate truth, that they know somehow better. We were taught to hand our own authority over to others as children. We were taught that our parents knew best, and then our teachers, of course, and then we were told or we assumed that our bosses knew best. And so it makes perfect sense that our automatic response is to think that now. But here's the difference between then and now. Back then, our survival depended on fitting in with what our parents said was the truth. We were, of course, dependent on them for love, for care, for food, for a home, everything. But this is not the case now as adults. And we can start to learn that it's safe for us to trust ourselves and what we know to be true for us. So one small trick you might want to try here, so that you're not tempted to just write off your past as having negatively impacted you, is to remember a favourite teacher that you had, hopefully you had one, and remember what that teacher used to say about you, either in the classroom or when you had parent-teacher meetings. Something that you liked them saying about you, even if it felt a bit uncomfortable to be paid a compliment by someone that you so admired. Because that thing that they said, that you liked them saying, It resonated as a truth in you. You recognized it as something you already knew about yourself. And one of the reasons it might have felt so uncomfortable for you to hear what they said about you could have been that that teacher was asking you to take action on the thing that they were praising you for. So for me, I was asked to share my opinions more because they were valuable and important. And that felt very scary to me, to be asked to speak up more, and not about something I'd learned rote from a book, but about my own deductions on what I'd seen or read. This, of course, felt very unsafe because it was new to me, and the results of me doing that were as yet unknown. I knew very well what the results of quoting other people's opinions was, and I'd done very well with that and got very good grades for it. But this resonance that I felt in my body back then, and that you will also have felt many times in your life, is what tells you that it is safe to trust in what your body knows to be true and to follow through by taking action on that thing. Now, if you're looking for the easiest way to do this, I will always say that play is the easiest path to take. Studies have shown that it takes approximately 400 repetitions to create a new synapse in the brain, unless it's done with play, in which case it takes between 10 and 20 repetitions. So any hunch that you have, any pull that you feel towards doing anything that feels like play to you, if you feel like dancing, when you hear a song that you like, maybe just do it. If you feel like reading your kid's bedtime story in an accent tonight, do it. If you feel like borrowing your kid's watercolours and having a go, do it. Follow any hunch you have. You are teaching yourself here that it's safe to follow what your body is telling you it wants, and that nothing falls apart when you do. There is plenty of time and plenty of space to play. You can trust in that. But I also understand if you feel that you can't yet give yourself permission to play. So then start with listening to what your body asks for in terms of, say, going to the bathroom when you need to, rather than putting it off until you have time later, or getting a drink when you're thirsty, or moving when you want to move, and moving the way your body wants to move. I can promise you that your body doesn't always want to rush, even when that's our default movement pattern. And another one, this one is always the hardest for me, listening to your body when it tells you that you're tired, rather than you telling yourself that you're fine to stay up late again because it's the only time you have to do what you want to do. I think this is the hardest one because as mums, we have so much evidence that we are fine when we get little sleep. We have managed through night feedings and toddler wake-ups, often for years and years. But your body is talking when it tells you it's tired. And when you trust in yourself enough to put yourself to bed earlier, you will quickly gather the evidence that it is safe to slow down and to get the rest you need. We cannot truly know this until we actually experience it in our bodies, because our brains will always fight to keep us doing the same thing we're doing now. The things that it has evidence keep us alive, because if we wake up every day, we survive doing it. We want to learn to slow down and rest because we want to give ourselves the space and opportunity to really hear our own knowing, which, by the way, can also be heard through our dreams. And listening is just not possible when we're racing from one thing to the next. You can't listen when you're doing three things at once and rushing in a frenzy. This can only ever keep us stuck in survival mode, where we're poised for action and ready to face danger at all times. We're telling ourselves that by being busy and getting stuff done and ticking stuff off lists that we're aiming for thriving here. But in reality, we're just surviving the day till a bedtime that never comes. When you start to really listen to your body and its needs and desires and make decisions that support that, then you build your trust that what you want is meant for you. We really can question for a moment why any desire would come to us if it was never meant for us, or if we didn't have the capacity to create it. The stories that we spend so much of our time living by in our heads are often based on expectations that originally came from someone else. And you can look around you now and see exactly what you've created by listening to those stories. A lot of it will be good, of course, but a lot of it may not actually be aligned with the person you are now. You can trust in your body to tell you whether things are aligned or not by how you feel. And you can trust in yourself enough to make the decisions that bring your life back into alignment through taking action on what you want. And remember that you can choose from this point on to just let the idea of a wrong decision go, because you always have the ability to make it right for yourself and for your family. That is the power you always hold. Okay, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you would like coaching on speaking up for yourself, to yourself, then sign up for a free discovery call at my website, joyfulmamacoaching.com. That's joyful with two L's, M-A-M-A. Okay, it's time for me to go dance in the kitchen to this week's song, which is Brave by Sarah Bareilles. Okay, I hope you'll go play it and dance to it too. Till next Tuesday, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.